All right, so Facebook has been shadow banning me, right? I put up these articles, and they don't like them. And
they don't like the articles, or they don't like you?
Well, they don't like me because of the articles, right? I mean, okay. I can pull one of these up for you and
are read it only to you. The articles that you're posting being banned, or is it just every post you do?
No, it's whenever I post the articles, I'm shadow banned by Facebook. They won't show anyone those articles on the feed.
You know, I don't get any announcements when you go live anymore.
Exactly.
Used to get like, hey, Joe's going live for a guitar lesson on how to play Pink Floyd. Or like, I used to get announcements that would tell me, hey, this is what Joe's up to. I don't get them anymore.
No. Well, you know, I got banned because this is the thing. The first thing I put up, I understand why they took it down. They took it down because it was basically a joke video where these guys made a joke about a barbershop, but for your pubes. That was the video. I thought it was funny, so I put it up on Facebook. I didn't realize that I was breaking community guidelines. So, fine. They took it down, but they didn't ban me. I said, all right, fine. Then I put up a post. Someone sent me something on my phone, not through Facebook or anything, like a text talking about something I'm not going to say, but it's COVID related. I'm not going to say because YouTube will take this video down, by the way. I'm dead serious. They'll take it down. But okay, it was a,
don't say it.
I'm not going to say it, but it was very interesting. And okay. I said, I didn't say it was true. That was one of the things. I never claimed this true. I said, this is kind of interesting. Check this out. Right. Make up your own mind. Apparently Facebook has already made up their mind. Right. I read, I don't know. It must've been like 8 pages of stuff that Facebook said you're not allowed to say on their platform regarding COVID-19. Okay. They call pretty much anything that isn't what you see on the mainstream media. They call all of it that's not on there conspiracy theories.
Okay. Right? Here's my idea on all this. Even what's on the mainstream media is conspiracy theories. Even what people say, like, there is nobody as of right now that I feel like knows what's going on 100% with COVID.
Right.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Even,
that's my
point. Mainstream media, like the president was on the 4th of July and he pulled out this card and he's like, this is a card of the most accurate numbers of how many people have perished from COVID in its entire run. Like how many Americans or something like that. Even the little card that they give him is probably fake.
Oh yeah.
Or not fake. I'm sure that
inaccurate.
The number is quasi accurate, but yeah, there's no way even that man has all the information.
No. But and that's the thing. So like, why is Facebook an authority on what is right and what's wrong about COVID? That's the issue. Right.
They shouldn't be able to ban you for saying what's on your mind as long as you say, in my opinion. You're not going around stating facts and saying this is what's going on. You're going around saying, this is what I feel. This is what I think. This is what I see. You're not coming from any place of fact, and they should know that.
Right. And that's the thing. Hold on 1 second. I know this is probably really loud. All right. So one of the things is that I didn't even put it up stating it as a fact. I didn't state it even as my opinion. I just shared this information that someone sent to me regarding COVID and stuff like that. I don't even want to say what it's about because that could be enough. But, you know, I'll share it with you later personally. But it was interesting because I read it and I said, oh, that's interesting. I put it up on Facebook, banned. They banned me for, I think, 24 hours for that one or something like that. I was like, what the hell? Seriously? Like, are they going to ban? I didn't even say I agreed with it. I just said it was interesting. I don't know if it was true, but they're saying it's not true. I'm like, well, how do you know it's not true? How do they know that?
There are other ways around it. I mean, think about it. What's his name? Ben Franklin, when he was being attacked and people were trying to stop him from stating his opinions. And also when he was trying to put stuff out there under he used a different moniker so that people didn't know it was coming from him. because people would either A, pay too much attention to it just because it's something he said, or B, be like, well, that's not real. Like, he was always attacked for the stuff that he was saying. So he came out with the Cyrus Duguid letters. Like, he was just writing a bunch of letters about things that he wanted to talk about under a different name.
Right. That was smart. Name.
So maybe you need to bring back Ronald Lustica.
I got to change the last name. The last create, name is to...
And create a new account, Ronald McDonald, whatever. And that way you won't get as banned because you can just, you know, say whatever's on your mind and then just keep on making up accounts and just say whatever you want to say.
Right. Well, I might do that. But here's the thing. So I was pissed off about that. I read like this eight pages of stuff you're not allowed to say on Facebook regarding COVID. It was a lot. There was a lot of stuff. And I'm like, how did they determine this? And what makes them think that that's okay?
But maybe you already said what you needed. Like, maybe you've already given yourself the answer and you're not thinking about it.
Well, I know what the answer is.
They're after you because of everything. I don't think it's just targeting you because of the COVID thing, or targeting you because you're talking about a baseball team, or targeting you because of, like, you know, your opinions. I think they're just targeting you because it's your account. And they know at this point that you've said enough that they just are going after you. I don't know. I don't know if they do that. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that they have like a entire filter that says anytime Joe Lustica posts something, just ban it. Or anytime Joe Lustica posts something, make sure it doesn't get to people.
So I'm going to explain to you how the shadow banning works. I actually watched this video where a guy from social media explains it. He says what they do is they let the person post whatever they want, and then they have something that actually just blocks that user from their post being seen by anyone else. That's mm-hmm. basically what they do. So it's like, I can post things, but it's not going past this wall that they put up. So I think what they did was they bid something with that external website that I use to write these articles.
And Facebook and YouTube, if you're listening, this is all just opinion. Joe does not actually know anything about shadow editing or, you know, shadow filtering or anything like that. This is just something that he thinks is going on.
Oh yeah, sure. So I was upset about that, and I was like pissed that they just banned me because I gave some information about COVID that it wasn't going to affect anyone negatively or positively. I just thought it'd be something that people would find interesting and they can make up their own mind about it.
And you know what's funny? This isn't even like the craziest shit that you've ever said. You've said so much worse. So much worse that you could possibly say, and other rants that you could go on that would deserve to get banned, but you're getting banned for dumb shit.
Right. I know. This is crazy. So I got pissed about that, and then I wrote an article, and the article is called Why You Should Still Fear COVID.
Link in the bio below.
All right. Number one, because it's invisible. Okay. That's number one reason. It's invisible, so you should be afraid of it. Because being afraid is caring. That's number two. All right. Nothing says I'm better than you than proving how much you care by being afraid. Want to show your friends you're better than them? Be more scared. If they wear a mask, you wear two masks. If they're wearing gloves, make sure you wear condoms on each finger underneath your gloves. Carry disinfectant spray in your bag or purse. Whenever you travel outside your house, make sure you spray it on everything that comes near you, especially other people's food, so that you can protect them from COVID. No one will ever doubt your level of caring ever again. Right? So that's a couple of the reasons. All right? Another one's like because the TV told you to be. Like, seriously, why would you even doubt the TV? Right? So that's, you know, that's like a part of the article that I wrote because I was mad. I was like, what is going on with these guys? Like, how do they know? Those guys aren't scientists. They're not scientists. They're not the ones that were doing all this stuff. They're not the ones researching this virus. So how do they know which information is accurate? They don't. They took a side. They picked a side, and they just ran with that side of the story.
Here's another question for you. Who is they?
Well, we're talking about Mark Zuckerberg. We're talking about...
But are you? Or do you honestly think that he doesn't subcontract out stuff like this?
Oh my, are you kidding me? I know he does, but he's making the decisions behind that. He's the one that says, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. And I can bet you $100 the CIA is working with Facebook. I could put money on that. All right. He's not running this by himself. The CIA is involved. The NSA is involved in this social media site. Right. I'm dead serious. And if you want me to cut that out of this episode, I'll cut that out. But they totally are involved. There's no way that dude is running something like that without the government intervention.
You realize it's Friday and now we're attacking the CIA and the NSA. And if they come,
they're watching us right now. Who cares?
If they come for us, then we're going to be in jail all weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They can't actually arrest us for that. Because number one, because of freedom of speech, dude, First Amendment, doesn't matter. Facebook could be assholes and ban everything you say.
You just gave them a double middle finger.
Freedom of speech.
Oh, shit.
Freedom of speech, dude. First Amendment. See, all right. Here's something that happened to me. Okay. This is something, this is a real thing. I want to talk about this because we have a lot of mutual friends that I'm no longer friends with.
Right.
Actually for this very reason. Okay. Now I don't like racism. I've never been a supporter of racism. I grew up in a black neighborhood. Okay. My grandfather is black. Okay. I just never understood the concept of hating somebody else because of the way they look. Okay. I mean, when I was a kid, I looked like a big nerd and people hated me for it. I hated that feeling so much. I could never give someone else that kind of hatred for for looking a certain way. It's just not right.
For the record, I've seen you look at pictures of yourself when you were a kid and you hated the way that your glasses looked in those pictures too.
Oh yeah. I
those,
know.
Those were horrible 80s glasses. And Mama Lustica, if you're listening, that's all your fault.
Shame on you.
Scarred your son with those 80s glasses that everyone thought were cool. They weren't. He's still feeling the pain and he's damn near 40.
Yeah. I'm almost 40, a couple weeks.
It's all your fault.
I'll be 40. I still look like I look the same when I'm like 25, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right,
back to the CIA and the NSA, because if we're gonna get arrested, we're going for broke.
Good. CIA, come after me, please. All right, I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not doing anything illegal. I don't really care, but you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, but what about all that pot you're growing in your closet?
I live in Colorado, dude. It's okay. It's in Colorado. All right. So I never liked racism. Okay. I never really saw, I mean, I've seen racist stuff before. I've seen actual racism. Okay. I've experienced it right on my end. People will say that's impossible, but it's true. Okay. I don't care. We can have a discussion about that. If you disagree that a white person can't experience racism, contact me. Okay. Contact us. Comment below. Let's have you on the show. We'll have a discussion about it on the show. I'm willing to have a conversation with someone about that because I literally spent my entire childhood getting beat up because I was white.
Right. Okay. But we're going to work on trying to get arrested. So let's move on.
Right. All right. So basically, that's it. I grew up, lived my life, and I just kept hearing how racist America is. And I'm like, well, what's racist about America? And they go, well, you know, the whole founding is racist. I said, well, what about it is racist? And they said, everything. You know, the founding fathers owned slaves. I said, okay, well, you got a point there. And they said, the Constitution is racist. I said, well, what's racist about the Constitution? And it was an honest question. And people were saying nasty things to me when I asked that question. I said, you know what? Let me go find out. Seriously. So I went to the store. I went to a bookstore. I bought like this little pocket Constitution. And I read it carefully because there were some strange words in there. There were some words. That's why I have all those dictionaries. But
you know the entire first paragraph of the Constitution?
I mean, I don't know it. I don't have it memorized.
Really? That's because you went to school in New York. in Jersey, we had to learn the entire preamble of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Really?
And we had to memorize all the states in alphabetical order. Like,
I have it somewhere. I have the, I have a book that has the Constitution, and it has a bunch of other stuff in it too, like the Federalist Papers and stuff. So, so I read the Constitution. Turns out it's not that big. It's not that, it's not that much reading to do, in all honesty. Sorry to hear that. So I read the Constitution, and what I was looking for when I was reading it, when I was reading the Constitution, I'm looking for the racist concepts, the maybe even like maybe underneath the words, like, you know, something kind of hidden in the subcontext of the language, something racist in there. I never found one thing I noticed. They never say he or she. In the entire Constitution, they don't even mention sex.
They say men, which some people feel like is a gender discrimination.
But it doesn't mean that. And in that time period,
when back then, the term for all people was men, not men and women.
It's, you could still use that to this day. They say mankind, humankind, like all people, right? So, man, mankind, men. All of men. Yeah, it's they just kind of pushed it out of usage because they feel that women were being, you know, I guess pushed aside in that thing, but whatever.
Which reminds me, why is it that people know that they're going to get sunburned, but they don't put enough sunscreen on the areas that would be, you know, the most hurt? Like, they're all about these really low cut shirts and stuff like that, but they don't put sunscreen there. I mean, that's like sensitive skin.
You know,
their necks, the back, you know, the back of your neck's going to get red. Why don't you put sunscreen on? And then they do. And then they'll be in the pool for like 4 or 5 hours. And then they don't reapply the sunscreen, which doesn't make sense to me. And then, but especially like sensitive areas, like they don't put it on like the parts of the arms, like their underarms and stuff like that, like tops of the lady areas on their chest. Like, I don't understand it.
I never wear sunscreen. I never get sunburned though either. So
just humor me and pull up your right sleeve, Joe.
I get really pale.
Look, yeah. I'm blind. I can't see. The entire screen has gone blind because of the reflection of your arm.
But if I walk around without a shirt, I won't get burned. I just get darker. Mm. And you know, I didn't understand why that was. Like, I never got sunburned until we found out who my mother's father was. Mm-hmm. When we found out who he was, we're like, oh, look, my grandfather's a black guy. That's why I don't get sunburned. Right? Anyway, so I was reading this Constitution, and I realized that not only do they never mention, like, sex, like, male, female, he, she, they never mention the color of people either. They never mention race at all. I'm like, they never mention it in there. And all of a sudden I realized, I was like, oh my God, look at all this. I was like, I get how this whole country works all of a sudden. I was like reading it. I'm like, oh, so the senators are 6 years, and oh, okay. And Congress get 2 years, and the president.
No, the senators are 4 years.
No, they're six.
Four.
Dude, did it's you read
the with the president? The presidential election and the senator's election are the same year.
I have a Constitution.
There were so many issues with Georgia this year.
I have the Constitution.
So, okay. That's why. Really? That's why they had so many issues this year with Georgia, because it was the presidential election and the Senate election.
Yeah, but that's only some get. It's not all of them, because it's 6 years.
It's a state senator. It's.
I'm telling you, I'm going to hold on. Let me find it. Cause it has, there's a lot of other stuff in here. It says the U.S. Constitution and other writings. Let me find the Constitution first. So it says Declaration of Independence and the Constitution 80. It's 12 pages in this book. I'm serious. You could go Google it while I find it in here. But senators do 6 years. Each state shall appoint in such manner a number of electors and a number of senators.
This is why I was confused. It's because they're staggered. So yeah. 1/3 of the seats are up every 2 years.
Right, exactly. So sometimes they fall on presidential elections and sometimes they don't. So if you look at like who ran for Senate this year, you'll see that there were some senators that didn't run because they're in the middle of their term. Mm-hmm. So there's an election every 2 years, no matter what. I mean, there's elections every year, technically, if you want to get down to it, because you have governors, mayors, and all this stuff is all staggered around. So there's always elections going on. Mm-hmm. Some are just bigger than others, depending on, obviously the presidential election is always the biggest. Senate and Congress are the next biggest ones. So anyway, so I read the Constitution and I realized what I was reading was exactly how the country works. It had nothing to do with hatred about certain people. It didn't say anything of that. And I realized that. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, there's nothing about race in here at all. And then it says, and I'm like, okay, well, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free speech thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So I said, well, yeah, that's the freedom of speech thing. That's the reason why you can go outside and record with your phone anything, because that's freedom of press. Mm-hmm. You have a right to report what's really going on, right? So, and that's when it hit me. Cops say, don't record this. They can't tell you to do that. It's actually against the First Amendment. They can't say you can't record this. They can't confiscate your phone or camera if you catch them like shooting somebody when they shouldn't have, right? Legally, they're not allowed to do that.
I've made it all the way into a holding cell with my phone before.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's different. Once you get arrested, your rights are taken away from you. But you still have them until you're found guilty of the crime.
But you know what the trick is?
What's that?
Will Ferrell taught me this. You ever see that movie Get Hard? He plays this like investment banker who's got to go to jail, so he hires Kevin Hart to teach him how to be a criminal and how to survive in jail. Mm-hmm. So he learns how to keister, and Will Ferrell keisters everything. He keisters shivs. He keisters guns. I keister my phone.
There you go.
That way, when I get in there, pop it right out. I'm good to go. Don't put it too close. That's what speakerphone is for, but I still keister it.
There you go.
Yep.
Then yep. Gotta sanitize it afterwards. No, so I mean, I read this stuff and I said, okay, I get it.
Let's try something then. Okay. Open it up, open the book to any page, just a random page, and read the third paragraph down on the left side. Let's see what it says.
In the Constitution itself?
Yeah.
So I have to go back to the Constitution because the Constitution is only 12 pages in this book. Okay. The president shall, at stated times, receive for his services a compensation, which shall neither be increased nor diminished during the period for which he shall have been elected. And he shall not receive within that period any other emolument from the United States or any of them.
Okay.
So basically it's saying that he's supposed to get paid, but he can't increase his salary. And he's not allowed to collect money from anyone else either. Like no one can get money.
What would happen if you were a president that owned like thousands of hotels throughout the world while you're president?
You're supposed to turn that over to somebody during your term.
I wonder if that happened.
It did. I looked that up, by the way. I was curious. Yeah, that's why he never got in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, it'd be the only thing he didn't get in trouble for. Dude, that guy's really messed up. Did you hear? He did this this interview once where he said that his daughter is so attractive that if she wasn't his daughter, he would date her.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guy has no tact, you know?
Dude, that's not even about tact. That's like, that's disgusting. I don't know.
I'm not here to defend him.
Oh no, there's listen, people can defend him, like him, hate him, anything that they want. I am not against, you know, he's a human, he has his own opinion. But that right there, there is no defense for that. That's just wrong. Just wrong. There is no defending that. There is no.
We could talk about the guy that's sitting in the seat right now.
You know, the guy that's sitting in the seat right now, I'm worried that he's blind. I really am.
Blind? That's like the least of the problems with this guy. First of all, he touched little kids. I've seen him do it. It's disgusting. Okay.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about that. I feel like he can't see.
But you just talked about that with the other guy. I'm saying this guy touches children. I've seen it. I've seen him fondle them. I remember Obama was president and I saw this guy. I said, this is the vice president and he's fondling children. I was like, if this was just some regular dude doing this, he would have gotten his ass beat and he would have went to jail. But no, the guy's the vice president, so he's untouchable. Like, come on. And now the guy's the president. I'm like, this is just as bad. I didn't like him back then. I don't like him now. He was always bad news. And now being blind is it's not even the biggest issue with him.
I feel like when he's looking at the TV that he can't actually see anything, like that he's not focused on any certain point.
Dude, but, that guy's not focused on anything except ice cream.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. Good stuff. I love ice cream. I don't know why. Like, I like it more than milk. Like, for some reason, it doesn't matter what flavor. My daughter and I were talking about this the other night. She's like, mint chocolate chip, and what was the other flavor? She's like, they're abominations. But I can't think of any flavor except for, like, what was that one flavor? Pralines and dick. Like, that's a horrible flavor.
That's
not horrible good. Flavor. But can you think of any type of ice cream that doesn't taste good that you've had?
When I go to the Korean market, they have like chili ice cream or buffalo chicken ice cream.
That's actually really good.
You've had it?
Yeah. Like and
I did not try it, to be honest.
They have this Mexican mercado not too far from my house, mm-hmm. and they have this spice. It's like a jar, it's like a shaker that you put on watermelon, and it's like hot chili spice that you put on watermelon, and it's so good.
No, that is good. That the buffalo chicken ice cream, I was like, I'll pass.
I don't know if it has real, does it have real chicken in it?
I don't know. I was like, oh, buffalo chicken ice cream?
Dude,
I was tempted to buy it. And I was like, I can't.
I've gotten to a point in my life where I'll try anything twice. So if someone busts out some buffalo chicken ice cream, I'll take two bites. One just to try it and one to make sure I don't like it or that I do like it.
So here's the thing. Here's something that's really interesting.
Okay.
Anyone who knew me when I was much younger, right? When people would talk about politics and stuff, people would start to try to get me to engage. Mm-hmm. And all I would say is, I don't know enough about politics, right? To really have this conversation. That was it. And that ended it. People go, okay, fine. Right? You know, I know that I didn't like Bush. Okay? I didn't trust him. I thought he was kind
of
stupid.
You should think of other ways to say that. You're like, I know, I President, don't like Bush.
President Bush.
Dude, you need to be more pacific with your Pacific. Work, okay?
I'll go to California and be more pacific.
Be more pacific, all right?
I'm going to go surfing on the West
Ladies
Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe does not like Bush. The band. You're
talking about the beer?
The action. The person.
The person.
The place. I mean, because isn't that like the name of the like the place in Australia where Crocodile Dundee used to go? That was the bush, right? He used to inspect the bush.
What about Bush Gardens?
Exactly. Bush Gardens.
Oh, man. No.
Bush beer. Dude, you got to be very specific in your words.
that was it. But I remember that when there was a time we went to the park. And we got kicked out of the park at like 3 p.m. Were you there for this?
Dude, I've been there for so many times.
No, the cops came down, said that we were defacing the statue in there of like the fallen firefighters. and they said that we had to leave. And number one, that was the first time I even knew. That was the first time someone ever pointed out that statue to me. I never even noticed that statue before because it's hidden behind all those bushes. So I never once thought about it until the cops said it. I was like, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't even know that statue was there until you mentioned it 10 seconds ago.
Right.
Literally, I didn't even know about that statue. I never looked at it. I never paid attention to it. There was the bushes around it. I just ignored it. Fence, bushes, boop, I didn't look. So I didn't care. That's not what I was there for. I was there to hang out with my friends. So they kicked us out of the park, right? We went to the other park, the new park, right? That was in between those really nice.
Yeah, Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside Park. And so we went there. The cops came, kicked us out of that park. They're like, this park closes at dusk. And I said, well, then why are there lights in the park? And he was like, shut the fuck up and get out now.
Dude, that's like, the park that we went to on Jägermeister when we were trying to play Army Commandos against the cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they kicked us out of that park, right? Oh, forget the dust thing. Just get out now. So we didn't know what to do. So we went in front of the Starbucks. That was back when that was the only Starbucks that I knew existed. And we're standing there and I said, we should just protest these guys. These guys are rude. Like you can't just kick us out of every public place because you don't like us. Mm-hmm. So that set off a couple of people. And we started making signs. So we put some money together. We bought some signs. We bought some markers. We started writing stuff about how the police were corrupt and how they were kicking us out of places unfairly for no reason.
They still are corrupt. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah. And, you know, they told us that we were doing this wrong. They said, you can't do that. And I said, well, then arrest me. What law am I breaking? They couldn't arrest me. They were infuriated because I said, you can't actually arrest me because you know I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not doing anything wrong. You're the ones doing something illegal. You're the ones breaking the law and you're not above it.
You know,
that was it. My political stance at the time was no one is above the law. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have a right to kick me out of a public place just because you don't like me being there. Mm-hmm. Right. There is no exception for that at all. And okay.
So I agree. You're right. It is a public place. And unless they post something stating that this is the rule, they have no right to throw you out.
Exactly.
Like I've been at Sandy Hook at night with, you know, friends before. And they can't tell you you can't go on the beach. They can't tell you you can't go there unless there's a sign stating. The signs say there's no lifeguards after a certain hour, you know, no swimming at certain times. They can't tell you you can't go on the beach to watch the 4th of July fireworks at night, like stuff like that. Like, it's ridiculous.
In Marine Park, there is a sign that says people under 18 years old are not allowed to be in that park after midnight.
Okay.
After midnight, you're not allowed to be in the park if you're under 18. At this time, I think I was like 19 or 20. So that didn't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was that. But they used to arrest people for curfew at like 10 o'clock.
Right.
But it doesn't state anywhere that that's a law, especially since the park says midnight. That's the only thing I've seen in writing. It says midnight under 18.
Okay. So
that was it. Now, right. The very same people who did that protest with me today call me an idiot for saying that I don't know what I'm talking about, that I'm stupid, that I'm dumb. I'm like, did you read the Constitution? They go, that's irrelevant. I go, no, it's relevant because that's what I'm talking from. I read the Constitution and I said, okay, I actually get what this thing is talking about. That's my political stance. My political stance is the Constitution.
Because here's further proving
I agreed with it.
Here's further proving your point. They're allowed to say that.
I know.
No, they can actively attack you about your opinion. That's the whole point of freedom of speech. So for you to get banned for saying what's your opinion, you're giving everybody else the right to come at you and say whatever they say too. You're going back and forth with people.
But now here's
you're saying this is how it is and everyone else is wrong. You're welcoming people to come at you and give their opinion to. You would want a good conversation like that.
But the thing, it's not a conversation.
No, you. What,
I would like to have a conversation with these people, but what they want to do is just tell me to shut up. I don't know what I'm talking about, and just say nasty things about me instead of just having a conversation. They're like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, well, I read the Constitution.
But they are allowed to say they don't like you. They are allowed to say you're stupid. They're allowed to say all of that stuff if they want to. It is preferred that they have a conversation be had, because you would think that at some point you become an adult and you want to talk it out instead of just being like, oh, you're dumb.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40 in like a couple of weeks. I'm not going to have a conversation where we just go back and forth on name calling.
No, I know. I'm not saying that's what you need to do, but I wish that it would just be like an actual conversation.
Right. That's what I tried to do. I tried to have a conversation with the people. They're like, you're dumb. And I go, well, explain your side. And they go, you're just an idiot. I'm like, okay, that's not really explaining. Now, the thing is this, I don't care if they call me stupid. I don't care if they call me dumb. I'm not going to get upset by people's words. Okay. Sticks and stones. Right. So, but my wife got upset and I said, look, now you get my wife upset. My wife is getting upset. So we can have a conversation, but you can't talk to me like that now. Okay. You're crossing the line because you're upsetting someone that I care about. All right. If you're really my friend, you'll respect that. You don't want to, then you're not my friend, period. If one of your kids or if Paris said to me, I'm upset by what you said to Ben. I say, okay, let's have a discussion. Let's talk about it. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. Right. Because you're my friend. I value your friendship and I don't want to upset your relationships with your family.
Right. And if I said something that upset your wife, I would call your wife. I wouldn't talk to you about it. I would call her directly, but yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Right. And none of them did that. They just kept going on. Oh, well, fuck you and fuck her too.
Yeah.
And
but they probably don't know her.
I know that. Well,
and that's what makes it even worse. Like if they knew her and they had a rapport and they had the right to say something like that, even though I don't really feel like anybody has the right to tell somebody to go fuck themselves like that. That's a little, inappropriate. That's the type of thing you say to someone's face, but that's what makes it even worse. They don't know her.
Right.
And So there was one other thing I wanted to talk about tonight. And that was, you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you about somebody that you and I have known for a long time. One of my dear friends that has cancer again for like the 10th time. Mm-hmm. Well, I just found out that another one of our best friends is in the hospital and is having like severe medical problems. I don't want to go into details and put like their business out there 100%, but it's just like, I'm just thinking about the whole mortality thing again. And I feel horrible. Like I want to get on a plane and go to Jersey and go to Riverview just to see my friend, because regardless of what's going on, especially with you, I mean, you yourself should get in the car. Like if I lived where you do, I would get in the car and go there, but that's just me. And I've been
in touch with this person
and I'm not trying to make you feel bad or anything, but I would like, I want to get in the car and go and make sure he's okay. And I'm just thinking about it. Like we had so much fun when we were younger, but there's still so much more to the story. And it hurts to think that one of our friends is fighting to keep their story. Like now at this point, two people that we know are severely sick and it's still in their 30s. Like I don't even understand it. When we're younger, we think that we're, infallible and indestructible. Like everything we say is how it is and we can't be hurt. And then just to think about the repercussions of all that now, it's really messing my head up. Like I've reached out, I've called and stuff like that. Not that that's any better. Like, oh, I'm really sorry for what's going on, but that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I've been in touch with this person and we've been talking. We've never had any kind of issues like with these other people.
Right.
We've never done that. We've never. And the thing is that I honestly don't care about the political stance of my friends. The only thing I really care about is if we disagree about something, right? We can talk about it. We can end off going, shaking hands and going, let's just not agree with each other on this. Fine.
Do you feel bad though, that you haven't reached out before now?
What are you talking about?
That you haven't had a conversation, say, in the last 10 years with this person?
Yes, I've been talking to this person.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, when was the last time you hung out or said, hey, what are you doing? Let's go get a taco or something. Like,
the last time we hung out was like maybe 2 years ago.
Do you feel bad, though, that you haven't done more? Because no. I feel horrible
I've
done more.
Well, I've actually been in communication with this person like pretty regularly.
But do you feel bad that you haven't done more?
I'm not going to, no, I'll be honest. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I don't take it the wrong way. Don't think that I'm not remorseful.
No, I don't think you have value in this person. I'm just wondering if you feel like there was more you could have done than seeing them 2 years ago, or like, because last time one of our friends got sick, he ended up passing away, you know, self-inflicted, granted, but I was talking to that person like almost every day and it happened and I felt horrible about it. And then something like this is happening and all I can think in my head is I should have done more. I could have done more. Like I could have reached out more, but then I feel like everybody does that as soon as something bad happens, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, that person is in the hospital. I wish I spent more time with them. Or like, I don't know. I'm having issues with not feeling bad about reaching out more.
Well, I mean, I get where you're coming from, right? Because when I heard that, I wanted to drop everything and just run down there. Mm-hmm. But I do, you know, I do have a family to take care of. You know, I have a family to support. And I said, well, I can't now regret the time not spent, because I spent that time creating my family and caring for them.
And that's a good point too. Do you feel bad that your family has no idea who this person is that in a way had such a deep impact on your day-to-day life when you were younger?
Well, my kids don't know this person, but my wife does.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like, my kids know you because I've made it a point that they know you, but this, like, other, there's other people that we've had that have come in and out of our life that I wish they would have known too. Like, I mean, my kids knew Bear, you, and Mark, and those are the only people that they've actively met multiple times.
Right.
Right. But there's so much more people that we've come into contact with. I mean, like, some you don't talk to anymore, but some that fucking changed our life. And I don't know. It's just, we're getting into our 40s and we have people that are getting cancer. We have people that are dying. We have people that need organs to live. Like,
yeah, you know, I mean, the cancer thing is an issue. But other things can come about from life decisions. But when you have like certain types of illnesses just come,
right,
you can do about that. There are things that you can say, okay, I have to take responsibility for this. This is my fault, right? Mm-hmm. And this isn't like pointing a finger, shame on you type of thing. This is all right, let me learn from my mistake now before it gets any worse. Because if it gets any worse, there won't be another chance, you know?
Even though I feel like if you're at the point where you're at the hospital because of it, then you probably have gone past that point of it being okay. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, particularly I've talked to this person regarding this over the years it's all right. Kind of come like as a response. Yeah, I'm fine. No, it's okay. Because I could see this happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I care about this person so much, I would mention it. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe not so much. Maybe find something else to do. You know, maybe put some time into creating something different in your life, you know. And it was like, no, this is fine. I'm
right. So, you I'm know, happy the way some I am. People don't want more. Some people are content. Some, you know, everybody carves their own path. I get that. Like, it's not in any way trying to place blame for the situation on anybody, even if it is possible to blame somebody for what's going on. But like, I don't know. I have that feeling like I definitely didn't do enough. I wish I did more.
Look, I'm going to tell you, you are a good friend. You do not let people down. All right. And don't think, I don't want you to feel that way. Okay. You can talk to this person and they're going to tell you the same thing. Ah, dude, man, no, you're living your life. You're doing what you got to do. You know how they're going to respond. They're going to say it's, don't worry about it. It's not,
no, I know you. They're going to say it's okay. But like literally some people were like brothers and now it's like, I haven't talked to you in 10 years.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's not the case with this person. Like I've talked to them within the last, like over 10 years, over the span of 10 years, I've talked to them a few times. It's not like I haven't talked frequently, but.
I've talked to this person pretty frequently. I would say in the last like year, it's been less frequent just because of the baby and stuff like
in
that.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I hadn't seen this person either is because of stuff like that. So I hadn't really gone to those places or anything like that.
Which is a perfect segue. And I know that your wife is going to love this. Let's just put this out to the world and congratulate Joe and Stacy on baby number 3. Let's go.
All right, everyone clap and then go. No baby number 3 yet. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yet. All not right. Yet. So for the Titans, if I don't know, this is Ben and Joe. He's got to go for baby number 3. We'll talk to you later, dude.
Got to work hard on this one.
I'm sorry, Stacy. I still love you.
But she's not pregnant.